Today is the feast day of unleavened bread. We read today in the Torah portion in Leviticus 23 about some of the laws for this. We're going to read Exodus chapter 12, verses 18 through 20. Exodus chapter 12, verses 18 through 20. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations ye shall eat unleavened bread. We read in the scripture today that the penalty recorded here in Exodus 12 for eating leaven is koreh, is an excision from the body of believers. That's pretty serious. Not only are we to refrain from eating chametz, we are to even get it out of our homes. This past Thursday night, we did the search for the chametz. My grandchildren found the crumbs of leaven, scooped it into the wooden spoon with a feather, and next day we built a fire and burned it. This is a traditional ritual that's done not just for our benefit, but to emphasize on the children, little children especially, the importance of removing leaven. It struck me this year, I've done this quite a few times, it struck me this year, though, the fate of the chametz. It was destroyed in the fire. This is how God deals with sin. He has a fire prepared. In today's Haftarah reading, we read King Josiah and how he kept the Passover. But before that, he removed idols from around Jerusalem and had them burned. A similar thing, this was instead of physical leaven, the idols weren't made of bread, but he burned them to remove them. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses we know very well, verses 6 through 8. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Messiah, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. As I said, this is the feast of unleavened bread, and hopefully we've removed any leaven that we found in our homes, in our hearts. Sad to say, we frequently find leaven in both places, even after the feast begins. Paul tells us to purge out the leaven. We're going to do a short lesson in chemistry. If I take a cup of salt, very fine salt, and add it to a cup with very fine particles of sand, I shake it, put in a glass with a lid, shake it for an hour. What do I have? I have a mixture. Now, if I were in a very desperate situation and I said, I need this salt, how could I separate the two? The two items are mixed, but they still retain their separate identity. Because this is a mixture, and this particular mixture can be separated fairly easily, we just dissolve it in water. The salt will dissolve, the sand will sink to the bottom, do this a few times, then boil off all the water after you remove the sand, and you have the salt in the pan. Let's make things a little more difficult. How about if I add a cup of water and a cup of rubbing alcohol and shake that? When you look at it, it looks just like water, but there's alcohol in there. Again, the two are mixed, but they still retain their individual chemical properties. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius, but alcohol boils quite lower temperature. So if I put this in a special flask, a special glass container, and brought it to a low boil, didn't even get up to 200 degrees, it would start boiling and only the alcohol would come out in the steam. If I had the correct tubing, I would collect all the steam or the vapor, and I would cool it off, and lo and behold, I have the alcohol in one place and the water in another place, and I separated them. Lastly, if I add a cup of bleach and a cup of hydrogen peroxide together, you see gas bubbles. There's a chemical reaction. The result is water and salt and oxygen. Now, if you knew exactly how much, I'd say use a cup, but it wouldn't really be a cup of each. You'd have to have the correct chemical amount. If you mix the correct amounts of each liquid when the reaction is done, there will be no bleach at the end. There will be no hydrogen peroxide. There's just water. You see the oxygen leave, and there's salt. You can't separate the two because the two original liquids no longer exist. Paul tells us to purge out the leaven, and he says, don't you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? When we mix chametz, leaven, yeast, with wheat and sugar, there is a chemical reaction. A gas, carbon dioxide, forms. It makes the bread puffed up, that the gas bubbles, and it makes the bread fluffy, and alcohol is formed. But the simple carbohydrate is forever destroyed. It's altered. Some people call this corruption. I don't like to use that word because the Almighty gave us bread to eat. It is changed. But in the case of Passover, we're not allowed to have it. So back to leaven. If I give you a piece of bread, how can you take the yeast out of it? Well, we separated the salt and the sand, and we figured out how to separate the water and the rubbing alcohol. But we can't separate this. The answer is, because we can't, we need to keep the leaven out of the original ingredients before they are baked. If a little leaven gets in the mixture, a little leaven can leaven the whole lump. Paul compares matzah, unleavened bread, to sincerity and truth. A person can be sincere, but can be sincerely wrong. There are people all over the world today, millions and millions of people who bow down to statues. A person can believe in an idol with all their heart. They can be sincere, but if there's no truth, they are sincerely wrong. Scripture tells us that during this feast, we're supposed to take the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. During the days of matzah, We literally eat unleavened bread every day, and I encourage you to do it. We have a custom in my house to eat it at every single meal, even if it's a small piece. One year, about 20 or 30 years ago, we were busy, we were traveling, and at the end of the day, we realized we had not eaten matzah that day, and I was crushed. And I said, from now on, every meal, we will take a piece to make sure that we don't forget that. But similarly, we should take the words of Yeshua every day, his unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, every day, but especially during this feast. We have a week to go, and we should make it a point to read from God's words to satisfy our soul. Blessed be the Almighty who calls us to eat unleavened bread.